You are standing in a checkout line, the fluorescent lights humming overhead like a migraine, and the total on the screen for 3 bags of groceries just hit $147. Your heart sinks because you know that in 4 days, those bags will be empty, and the dirt in your backyard is still sitting there, useless and gray. Most people look at a $100 bill and see a week of survival. I look at it and see a decade of defiance. The $100 garden challenge isn't a hobby. It is an act of war against an economic system designed to keep you hungry and dependent. If you spend that money on starter kits and plastic gimmicks, you have already lost. You are about to learn how to turn a single bill into a calorie-dense fortress that feeds your family, while the world outside is wondering why the shelves are empty. We are stripping away every lie Big Ag ever told you, starting with the one that says you need their permission to survive. There is a specific strange symptom in the soil that most people ignore, a subtle oily sheen that appears on the surface after a light rain, accompanied by a faint metallic scent that smells like rusted pennies. Most people think it's just runoff or a trick of the light, but that garden ghost is actually a dire warning from the earth itself. It is a chemical signal that something has gone fundamentally wrong beneath the surface. If you see it and don't know how to read the signal, every seed you plant in this $100 challenge will be dead in the ground before the first leaf even unfurls. I am going to tell you exactly what that ghost is telling you. But first, you have to understand why the system wants you to fail. The philosophy of the Farm Fresh Way is built on the ruins of the industrial food complex. The struggle of Big Ag methods is that they are designed for extraction, not cultivation. They want you hooked on the annual cycle of buying high-density synthetic fertilizers that kill the natural life in your soil so that you have to buy more the next year. It's a drug addiction for your land. True homesteading intuition is about looking at the world and seeing resources where others see waste. Contrast the person who buys expensive peat moss with the person who realizes that a bag of fall leaves from the curb contains every trace mineral their garden is begging for. We are moving from a system of consumption to a system of circulation. Close your eyes and feel the weight of a shovel in your hand, not one of those flimsy plastic things from a big box store, but a heavy, cold-pressed steel spade that has seen 30 seasons. Feel the vibration as it bites into the crust of the earth, the sharp, metallic clink when it hits a stone. That is the sound of the foundation being laid. Can you smell the damp, disturbed earth? It's a thick, heavy musk, the scent of sleeping life being woken up by your labor. To win this challenge, your first $20 must go toward the iron ancestors. Go to an estate sale or a garage sale. Look for tools with wooden handles and rusted heads. That rust is just a skin. Underneath is high-carbon steel that holds an edge better than anything made in a factory today. If you buy a cheap tool, you are planning for failure. I remember a mentor of mine, a woman named Hattie, who lived through the tail end of the Great Depression. She used a hoe that was so worn down it looked like a butter knife, but she could clear an acre of weeds without breaking a sweat. She told me that the war stories of a garden are written in the calluses on your palms, not the receipts in your wallet. If you don't have a tool that can stand up to 1,000 hours of work, your $100 budget is already wasted. Now, we move into the tactical deep dive of the calorie anchors. You have $80 left. 50 of that must be spent on crops that actually keep a belly full. This is the pro tip that separates the survivors from the dreamers. Do not buy boutique seeds. Do not buy the striped heirloom tomatoes that look pretty on a social media feed but provide zero caloric density. You buy potatoes. You buy winter squash. You buy flint corn. These are the crops that store in a cellar for 6 months without electricity. You can buy a 5-pound bag of organic seed potatoes for less than $15. If you chit them correctly, which means letting the eyes sprout and then cutting them so every piece has a life source, that $15 becomes 300 pounds of food by the first frost. That is a return on investment that would make a Wall Street broker weep. But here is the high-stakes failure warning. Most people plant their potatoes too shallow because they are afraid of the dark earth. They want to see the progress. If you do that, the sun will turn your harvest green and toxic. You are literally growing poison. You have to trust the invisible growth. You have to hill that soil up, burying the stems deeper and deeper as they reach for the light. It is a lesson in patience and hidden work. I am walking through the rows now. It's mid-July, and the heat is a physical weight on my shoulders. The sweat is stinging my eyes, and the snap of a healthy pea pod between my fingers is the only thing keeping me focused. This is the sensory reset. The garden is loud. It hums with the sound of bees that didn't exist here a year ago. The texture of a sun-warmed tomato leaf is rough, almost like sandpaper, against my forearm. This isn't a classroom. This is a conversation between you and the dirt. The next $30 is for your soil insurance. You cannot afford to buy bags of topsoil to fill a raised bed, so we are going to do something Big Ag hates. We are going to dig. We are going in ground, but your dirt is likely tired and compacted. Instead of buying fertilizer, you spend $10 on a massive bale of straw and $20 on a high-quality inoculant beneficial fungi called mycorrhizae. Think of this as giving your plants a nervous system that extends 5 feet into the soil. These fungi hitch a ride on your roots and reach out to grab nutrients the plant could never touch on its own. It is a biological partnership that has existed for millions of years, and you can buy it for $20. I remember a season where I ignored the fungal health of my soil. I thought I could outthink nature with a bag of October 10th 10 fertilizer. I watched as my corn grew 6 feet tall in a week, and then the first windstorm of the season snapped every single stalk like a toothpick. They were hollow. They were fast food plants. They had no structural integrity because they hadn't built a relationship with the soil. They were dependent on the needle, on the chemical hit I was giving them. I lost the entire crop. That is the war story that taught me that a cheap garden must be a smart garden. We are entering the final phase now, the result and the reveal. When you move from hobby to small-scale farm, your eyes start to see the master signals of the land. The $100 you spent in the spring is now manifesting as a pantry lined with jars and a cellar floor covered in sand-packed carrots. This is the vision of a self-sustaining life. It is the peace of mind that comes when you realize that the price of eggs at the store doesn't matter to you anymore. You have opted out. You have built an economy that the bank cannot tax and the government cannot freeze. But we have to talk about the garden ghost one more time. That oily sheen and the scent of rusted pennies. If you see that, it means your soil has become an aerobic. The clay is so compacted that the oxygen has been squeezed out and the beneficial microbes are literally suffocating. The metallic smell is the gas sing off of iron and manganese that have been chemically altered by the lack of air. If you ignore this, your roots will rot from the bottom up. The fix is free, but it requires the one thing most people aren't willing to give: sweat. You must take that heavy spade and broad fork the earth. You don't flip the soil, you just lift it enough to let the air in. You are giving the earth a chance to breathe again. It is the hidden signal that the life beneath your feet is gasping for air. The transformation is almost complete. You started with $100 and a patch of gray dirt, and you ended with a system that creates its own fertility. The corn stalks from this year become the mulch for next year's beans. The seeds from your most resilient squash are dried on the windowsill, carrying the genetic memory of your specific soil into the next generation. You aren't just growing food, you are growing independence. This brings us to a hard truth that most people don't want to hear. I've shown you the path, the tools, and the biological shortcuts, but none of it works if you don't have the discipline to follow the signals. Some people say that this kind of survivalism is a desperate move for people who can't cut it in the modern economy. Others say it is the only calculated, logical move left for anyone who wants to ensure their family's future. So, I'm putting it to you. Tell me in the comments, is starting a garden like this a desperate reaction to a failing world, or is it the most calculated act of freedom a person can take in 2026?